Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about being a great boss. And one of the components to being a great boss is ensuring that your employees remain appreciative. So you do something nice for them, they appreciate it, but at some point it starts to wane. And so the concept of treating people well may sound really good on paper, but let's assume that you hire somebody. And that person's coming out of a toxic work environment. They don't like their job. They were treated very poorly. Now, if you provide them with a bump in compensation, you treat them well, they're going to be happy. But they're only going to be happy for a period of time. At some point, maybe that point is 6 months, it could be a year, but at some point, the honeymoon is over. They start to grow accustomed to that new situation. And it just becomes what I'll call the new normal. And it's as if they no longer fully appreciate what they have. So a possible solution for keeping them in appreciation over a longer period of time is to give them incremental bumps. And let's say in compensation, in responsibility, and in recognition. And if you just give it to them everything at once and then it becomes normal, it starts to lose some of the benefit that you get from an appreciation standpoint. So let's say you're hiring somebody and you're prepared to pay them $75,000 a year for an annual salary. And you know that they'd be willing to work for, let's say, $60,000. So the thought is hire them at 60 and give them a bump of $5,000 every 6 months. And what this does is this keeps them in appreciation for a longer period of time. Don't tell them you're going to bump them up. Just do it. Because now you have that the element of surprise, right? Everybody loves, all of a sudden, your boss comes in and says, I'm going to pay you another $5,000 a year. And, you know, and it could be based on something that you've done. It could be a nice benefit. But I'll call it dry powder. It's a way to ensure that people stay happy. And you could do a similar move by gradually increasing a level of responsibility. And as you increase that level of responsibility, you can put titles on. So maybe you don't want to bring them on in the lower title and raise them up as you go so they feel like they're being recognized. All right. And the benefits of titles, too, is it's a great way of internal recognition. Right. Colleagues really take notice of titles. Right. And this does great things for them from the standpoint of the way they're seen internally. And then there's the simple concept for the recognition of a job well done. So if one of your people brings in a large account or does a great job on a project, mention it at a meeting in front of a large group of people or send an email to the entire department or the entire company highlighting their success. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about taking interest in the lives of your employees. For today, the goal here is to ensure that your employees remain appreciative of what you do. And having some incremental things along the way, like bumps in salary, recognition points, added responsibilities, all these things can help ensure that they remain in appreciation.